A large pile of ivory was crushed in central London as a symbolic gesture ahead of a major summit this week aimed at curbing illegal wildlife trade. Rowena Paxton was among citizens who gave away their ivory items.
I feel like a big weight's been taken off me, and now to say goodbye, and I just say, please, please, save our elephants, save our rhino.
A 1989 ban outlawed the international trade in ivory, but cross-border smuggling continues. Conservationists estimate that more than 25,000 elephants are killed across Africa each year, so their tusks can be extracted for ivory. French customs official Sébastien Tirin says France seizes at least a half a ton of ivory per year.
What we have noticed regarding trafficking of protected species is that there is a lot of change, but one thing that never changes is the interest of consumers for ivory.
So to curb illegal ivory trade, experts say it is important to reduce the demand. Many blame China for the continued large ivory trade. Some residents of Hong Kong hold annual protests against the practice.
I think Chinese people's idea about this kind of animal product is changing, not like before, we are changing.
Destruction of the existing stockpile is another way of undermining the trade, although some people say it also makes the ivory more expensive. The World Wildlife Fund says the price of ivory in China has reached $2,000 per kilogram. But China has cracked down on smugglers recently and has joined the United States, France, Britain, and others in destroying illegal ivory stockpiles. French Minister of Ecology Philippe Martin says it is an important gesture.
The fact that China crushed, as we do today, 6 tons of seized ivory is very important because there are consumers in China. So our message to traffickers is, this is our statement. And to consumers, this isn't worth anything. Elephants should be protected in Africa.
Conservationists say that Africa's elephant population has dwindled from millions to about 500,000 and that nearly 10% are being slaughtered each year. They warn that only tough action can save the elephants from extinction. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.